Hey, this is pretty special. This morning we are catching up with the founder, the CEO, the general manager. You've got so many hats, Gay. I'm not sure which one to use. From Esther's Australia. How you doing?
Yeah, really good. Thanks, Fiona.
Fantastic. Yeah. Now, of course, Esther's Australia is a not-for-profit that's kicked off in Tasmania, but it has now moved up to the Sunshine Coast as well. Fill us in, Gay, on what Esther's is all about.
Yeah, so yeah, we did start in Tasmania, working with women who are pregnant and struggling with, you know, issues around family violence, mental health, and you know, so like, is there anything that they weren't coping with well or weren't managing well? We come alongside them and work with them. Since coming to the Sunshine Coast, which was December 2019, of course, COVID hit 2020, so it slowed our start down a little bit. But we've honed in now on mainly working with women who are pregnant and for one reason or another, will have child safety working alongside them as well. And, you know, it could be a myriad of reasons. We work with women who have disabilities. We work with women who, you know, sort of have been in the system themselves, in foster care themselves. And ideally, our goal is to assist families to stay together. So to help that mum, to educate that mum with different programs that we operate to parent her child, hopefully breaking the cycle, which, you know, at the moment we've got fifth generation going into foster care. So it's time to do something about that, and that's the reason why we decided to write up and put together the SARP program, which is Supporting At-Risk Pregnant Women. And that's our goal. In saying that, it's not always the client that we work with. Sometimes we work with clients who already have their babies, very young, usually under a month old. You know, the hospital will ring us or we'll get a call from child safety asking if we can help this mum out. And yeah, so it still varies a little bit, but ideally our client is a woman who's pregnant and child is likely to end up that the child is going to go into foster care or might go into foster care, and we are trying to, you know, assist that mum to parent good enough so she can keep her baby.
And I mean, yeah, perhaps if there's a woman who's pregnant and she is in a tough situation, she might be considering termination because that's the easiest option available to her, but she may still want the child but figures, well, hang on, what kind of life can I give this child? And if you're able to come alongside, then at least there's a fighting chance.
Yeah, so what we find with our target clients, the ones that we're actually working with now, is that all of them, we haven't had one yet that hasn't, are really quite heavily pressured into, you know, having an abortion. And that pressure can come from, you know, self, it can come from family, it can come from the medical profession, particularly the medical profession, where that offer to terminate their baby is constantly put on the table. One of our clients, I think the latest that she was in her pregnancy, like she was offered termination at 24 weeks by the medical profession. And, you know, like for some women, that might be the road that they take. And, you know, and we still work alongside those women, but we are there to assist the women that really do want to keep their babies, but just, you know, don't have enough support. And as I said, you know, child safety are kind of working with that woman as well. And they think, well, you know, am I going to be able to keep my baby, or is it going to go into foster care, or would I be better off to terminate? And they have all this stuff going on, you know, and it's a tremendous amount of pressure that they have to deal with. And we offer them counselling to help them make that decision as well. So our counselling is actually outsourced to clinical psychologists, and we offer them 3 sessions with a clinical psychologist, and after that we have a partnership with a psychology clinic here on the Sunshine Coast who also do telehealth. And so after that, you know, if the woman continues to need counselling, that they can be bulk billed for those sessions as well, which is, you know, a wonderful thing that we have that we can offer. We are really strong advocates for our mums as well. So we, you know, go along to any of the meetings that they need to have. We'll go along to doctor's visits and, we'll go to child safety meetings if that's what we need to do. And we also, I think ideally is what we're trying to do is build support around our mums. So as when we are no longer working with them, they have a really, really strong support network. And a part of that is our mentoring program. And that's one of the things that we are looking for at the moment on the coast is mentors. So women who can, you know, have had their own children and we put them through a training program and they come on board and, you know, they can come alongside the mum as well. And, you know, so role model to them is part of it. I think it is a lot of learning that goes on both sides of that coin. But it's, you know, a great program, very rewarding for the volunteers who take on the mentoring positions as well. So, yeah, so that's kind of, in a nutshell, I guess, what we do.
So if there's someone out there who really needs your services, or if there's someone out there, a woman who would like to fulfill that role of becoming a mentor, how do they go about that? Do they just go to your website and contact you, or what do they do?
Yeah, so if they go to the website, there is a contact form on there. There's also a live chat. If it's not sort of live at the time, they can just send a message and it comes straight through to us that they're interested in mentoring and they'd like to know more. And then we contact them straight from that. Or they can just ring us directly on 0479 055 777, or email info@esters.com.au.
Fantastic. So hit us with the website if people would like to find out more.
So it's just Esther's, E-S-T-H-E-R-S, so established hers. That's a good way to remember it. So esters.com.au.
Fantastic. Gay, lovely chatting with you today.
Thanks, Fiona.